Songkhla and Phatalung, a cross-cultural experience. The pandemic lockdown hit Thailand's tourism industry. As a recovery measure, the Tourism Authority of Thailand, or TAT, has converted lesser-known places into tourist destinations. Hence, after TBEX Asia 2022 Phuket ended, they took a few of us to Songkhla and Phatalung, two quaint towns in South Thailand. Old Town Songkhla. We found that Old Town Songkhla is a Chinese, Thai and Malay trading settlement from the 19th century. Here, Chinese lion statues rub shoulders with the Thai spirit houses. This settlement comprises three parallel roads connected with crossroads that are lined with ancient Chinese houses. These have shops on the ground floor. Beside other businesses, there are many ice cream shops, rice and stew shops, and quaint old coffee houses here. This town encourages its artists. Most buildings in the Old Town Songkhla are their canvas, and the art here is stunning. It depicts the lifestyle of the three local communities, the Chinese, the Thais, and the Malays. The Chinese and Malay imprint. Since it is a Chinese trading settlement, there are many Chinese temples here. There is a museum called Ban Nakhon Nai Museum of King Rama IX in one of the old Sino-Portuguese style houses here. Its 80-year-old owner, Krajang Jaruprukh Phan, is a goldsmith in Hat Yai. One display here, a ceramic plate 5 feet in diameter, made me wonder about the size of its baking oven. An ancient Chinese house here had a unique tower of books. Perhaps it's a lending library you can donate books to and also borrow from. This town has a different vibe than other towns in Thailand. In fact, it didn't feel like Thailand. Since the Malay community also lives here, spotting a giant mosque was not surprising. The mosque has a body of water like the Taj Mahal. Songkhla Lake. One morning, they took us for a boat ride on Songkhla Lake. This lake is the southernmost part of a giant freshwater wetland that straddles two provinces, Songkhla and Phatalung. We left before the sun rose. The experience was surreal. In the morning misty blues, there were strong silhouettes of Chinese nets. As the blue hour ended, we saw the sun through a tree grove. Later, the boatmen took us a kilometer further into the lake, where another unreal experience awaited us. A carpet of water lilies. The green leaves and the pink flowers engulfed us. It was a sight I had never seen before. We were there in November, and it impressed us. The view in April will be amazing, we were told. So while TAT took us to quaint towns, I have no complaints. These towns have a charm that touristy Thailand lacks. If you are looking for the unusual, visit Songkhla and Phatalung. It will not disappoint you. Win this cross-cultural experience.